You're listening to Colourful.
Colin Crawford, Marketing Director at Pure, joins us on the phone to talk about the digital radio switchover.
Morning to you, Rosemary. How are you?
Good, thank you. Very well indeed. Now, Colin, Pure started the DAB digital radio revolution. How did the concept from idea to product begin?
Well, it's one of those odd things, digital radio, because back in 1999, when we first started looking at it, there was quite a lot of digital radio on air, but no one was listening because there were no radios hardly to listen to. It was all hi-fi tuners. It was being really sort of sold as a high-quality audio medium more than anything else. And we're part of a technology group who got interested in we've always been interested in radio. We saw that digital radio was really stumbling on the devices side, and we thought, well, if we make a chip that can sort of bring the price of these things down, make them much more accessible, much more mainstream, it should take off because, you know, radio is so central to the life of so many people in the UK, the vast, vast majority of people in the UK. So we developed a chip. We then developed a radio called the Evoke 1 back in 2002. It takes a while to develop a chip. And it really went bananas from there. Oh. Yeah, the Evoke 1 took off completely, became the best-selling radio in the UK in its time, and the rest is history, as they say.
It is indeed. And now you guys dominate the market worldwide, so congratulations to you guys.
Thanks very much.
But why do we eventually have to switch from analog to digital radio?
I mean, ultimately, it comes down to the fact that people do expect more choice these days. I suppose I'm a little bit older, and I can remember having three TV stations and being reasonably happy with that. But if you ask, you know, the vast majority of people these days to live with three TV stations, they'd say you are mad. Mm-hmm. People do expect more choice. And there are other, you know, media companies out there, people like Colourful Radio, who want to get, you know, their special take on life out to their core audience. Mm. And there just isn't enough room on FM, is what it comes down to. Mm. FM is very crowded, AM is crowded, and the only way to get more stations, more variety out there is to go digital. That's why it happened on TV, and exactly the same is happening on radio as well.
Yeah. So what's it actually involved in the switchover, and what will happen to the households who maybe they can't afford a new digital radio?
First of all, I think there's a misconception about how expensive digital radio is, because, you know, I think people think back to the old days of, you know, when we started looking at it and it was £600 for a digital radio tuner. Then when we launched the Evoke 1 originally, that was £100. That was, you know, reasonably affordable, but that is a lot of money for a lot of people, admittedly. But now, I mean, you can get digital radios for as little as £25. You can get a very good digital radio for £35 or more. Certainly when it comes to my shopping bill, throwing a digital radio in my trolley wouldn't make a huge dent on that, to be perfectly honest, these days. So I don't think price is as much of a barrier as some people imagine it to be. And then there are really a very, very wide variety of digital radios to choose from these days, because we've gone from there being really just that one Evoke portable kitchen radio to there now being a really wide selection of kitchen radios, a huge selection of bedside radios, some with additional things like iPod docking, etc. You've got outdoor radios, you've got personal radios like stereo, ones that you connect headphones to, got digital radio in microsystems and hi-fi systems. You've got it pretty much everywhere. So it's one of those things. People will be changing the radios all the time. You know, an old radio will die, and you'll want to buy a new one. Really, you need to be thinking, okay, rather than go out and buy an analog radio, get a digital radio, because it not only do they all have digital, obviously, but they've pretty much all also got FM as well. So you're really buying for the future if you buy a modern digital radio.
Yeah. So when is the switchover date? Will it go by region, like how the TV switchover has gone?
No, it's a very different thing in radio. There's no real date set so far. What the government have done are set criteria which we need to meet as an industry, at which point they'll say, right, okay, switchover can start to be planned from here. Those criteria are that It's rather boring, but over 50% of listening needs to be digital, and at the moment that's at about 28%, I think, thereabouts. And the coverage needs to match the FM coverage, so you don't have anyone missing out, really. So once those two criteria have been met, then the government will say, okay, we've hit that point. 2 years from now, we should start the switchover process. Now, when that's going to be, you know, there has been speculation in the press, but really no one's talking too much about dates these days. It's just a case of getting to the point of having 50% of all listening being digital and getting the coverage up. And that's happening all the time. The commercial radio and the BBC are rolling out transmitters all the time to increase the point where digital radio is very, very close now to FM.
Now, Colin, you mentioned that FM dial is chocker, AM is chocker as well. I'm just wondering what will happen to the frequency freed up by moving from FM stations?
Well, FM, one of the things that was decided a little while ago is that this isn't, I think in the early days people were talking about a switch off, and that's not going to happen. FM is going to carry on, and one of the things that will happen by freeing up some of the big national stations off FM is that it will actually give more room for smaller commercial and community radio stations, local and community radio stations, to get on air. So even at that level, it's very, very busy right now in FM. Whenever you've got the big national stations moving off FM, which will happen eventually, you'll start to get more community radio coming through, which can only be a good thing, more local radio, which of course is a great thing. So that's really what that's going to be used for.
Right. And at present, mobile phones support FM radio stations, so will they support digital radio as well?
That's more of yes, eventually. I think that will happen through time, but it's trickier to get mobile phone people on board, and that really is largely down to the international story, which is a bit more complicated. But I mean, digital radio is now going very well internationally. The UK is leads the world in digital radio, but Europe is coming along strong now in many areas. Germany just decided to go digital radio at the end of last year. Australia's gone. But the issue really is that there are a few different digital radio standards, just as there are different digital TV standards, different mobile phone standards. And so for people, you know, these big companies, Apple, Nokia, etc., who need to make global products, they need to be able to deal in global chipsets that handle all these different standards. And also, of course, it needs to be very, very affordable, and it needs to be very low power. So in terms of technology, we need to move along quite a bit to allow the phone guys to get digital radio into their phones. But it will definitely happen. It's just a case of time. Yes. Where we get the power in the digital radio chipsets down, and where we get chipsets which support, you know, the standard in Japan, the standard in America, the standard in Europe, that supports all of those, so that Nokia, Apple, all these guys can go, okay, we can make this one phone and it'll handle digital radio wherever you're going to listen to it.
So for those who haven't converted to digital as yet, what would you say is the benefit, or are the benefits of digital?
Well, I start with choice, because, of course, obviously all your listeners only listen to Colourful, but maybe they want to listen to something else now and again. So choice is certainly one of the things. Sound quality is fantastic. So it's, you know, you don't get any of that hiss and fade that you get on FM. For people who might be listening to Colourful on a laptop right now, certainly I spend all my day in front of a laptop. I don't want to be in front of it in the evening. So having a device that's, you know, in the kitchen, in the bedside, it's just the right place to have it. And then there's some extra features like scrolling text, etc., which tell you who's on, what's playing, that sort of information. Sounds very simple, but it's really, really handy to have that, just to be able to glance at any time.
Absolutely. And I must say, Colin, as well, thank you so much for giving some radios to some of our listeners as well. Colin Crawford, Marketing Director at Pure, thank you so much for joining us on Colourful.
Hey, it's me, Beverly Knight, and I like my life colourful.